This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
I've never seen Manchester turn out like that before. I live and work in a city centre, and the show of force that the Mancunians coming together, it was just incredible to show that this happened 12 hours ago and all of a sudden we're all here showing support.
At the UK, they're still reacting to that Ariana Grande concert where there was a bombing that killed 22 people, others still fighting for their life. They say up to 50 people were injured in some way. There was an explosion, there was panic, and obviously mayhem, and so many young people at this concert in Manchester. What we do know now, and welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, is that the UK police arrested a 23-year-old man in connection with the suicide bombing. The bomber himself was killed. They've identified him. And the world is reacting to what's happened in Manchester, and ISIS is claiming responsibility. Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News joins us right at the top. Ellen, what else do we know about this Manchester suicide bombing?
Okay, first of all, we know that Theresa May has actually put a high level of threat, saying that she's convinced, or there is a possibility, that there could be another incident. So she's put the UK on very high alert. We also know the police went into the apartment. They actually blasted their way in, and that's all we know in terms of this particular person. They are looking for other people. ISIS, of course, did claim credit. But ISIS often claims credit, and they haven't done anything about it. So we don't really know whether he worked alone, whether he worked with other people, whether he had a connection with ISIS, which it does not seem that, at least initially, he was shown to have.
Wow. You know, you think, I said this at the top, Ellen, these were so many young teenagers because that's her audience. And,
well, that's
and of course,
the other issue, is whether he targeted particularly girls and women. And if there was a way that he was able to target them when he did a suicide bombing, but there's been some claim that since a lot of the victims were girls or women, female in other words, that he somehow targeted them. I don't know how he would do that, but apparently that's another question that's being raised.
Yeah, and the president called him a loser. He had just a quick little statement today, right?
That's right. The president, as you know, is on his way to Italy, or I think he might be there now. But that's what he said before he left Israel today.
Yeah. Anything come out of Israel that we can look for in the future?
Well, you know, it is interesting. The White House put out a readout, as we call it in the news business, of the president's meeting with President Abbas, or Prime Minister, I guess he's President Abbas, of the Palestinian Authority. And as you know, there's part of the PA that he does not control. And they said that, you know, they were talking about how the two of them could work together in peace. And it was the standard line, but not that we really understood much of what came out there.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, understanding what comes out of there. How about understanding the president's budget? A lot of things are going to be gutted in this his proposed budget.
One of the things that's going to be gutted, I mean, there's $1 million that will be, $1 billion, not a million, with a B, that's going to be cut out of the National Cancer Institute. Now, generally, when the National Cancer Institute or any of the NIH groups come before Congress, all that money gets restored. So I'm not terribly worried about that. I'm more worried about the state Medicaid monies that are going to be cut over 10 years. I'm also quite worried, actually. It's very interesting. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which does do and National Public Radio, does do the television, et cetera, that we're used to seeing those programs or hearing those programs. Of course, we're in commercial radio, but the fact is that the woman that runs that, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, used to be vice chair of the Republican National Committee, Patricia Harrison. And, you know, to cut it out saying that they are this lefty group when Patricia Harrison is as Republican as the day is long is really quite amazing. But there are a lot of cuts. Always the question is whether the budget is going to be dead on arrival, whether they get the budget necessary. Now, all they need is a simple majority in both houses to get the budget done, because I believe that they can't use the 60 votes to stop a budget procedure. And, of course, any budget by law has to originate in the House of Representatives.
All right. Wow. So we'll keep our eye on that, too. And then the last thing is John Brennan testifying today. The whole Russian ties.
Did.
It's huge. Yeah.
So what Brennan said is that he wanted to look into whether there was any connection with the Russians. Well, he said they were sure that they interfered with the elections. But, of course, interfering with the elections does not necessarily mean at the ballot box. It can mean trying to connect people, give money, et cetera. Of course, that's completely illegal with the Trump administration. And John Brennan has, when he testified, said that he believed that there was this connection. And we'll see what happens. I mean, that's going to be the independent counsel. But it was quite testimony today. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Ellen Ratner, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
So, Ellen, with a lot to say that happened in Washington, D.C., we always kick off the show talking about the tsunami coming out of D.C. that affects all of us. What's the buzz in your backyard? The former CIA chief, John Brennan, did have a lot to say, as Ellen mentions, about Russian. Were the Russians in contact with the Trump campaign? And he says they certainly were. He says he learned about the contacts between President Trump's campaign associates and the Russians last year and was concerned about the Kremlin trying to cultivate people close to Mr. Trump. He testified on the Hill on Tuesday, and a lot of conversation, a lot of chatter is coming out of that, frankly, just a lot of reaction. Adam Schiff, the congressman from California, who seems to be the Democratic mouthpiece these days, tweeted out today, former CIA Director Brennan testified he was aware of interactions between Russians and the Trump campaign that warranted referral to the FBI. And, of course, there were other tweets and opinions on the opposite side of this, too, as well. And it's pretty interesting, because I think that with the investigating that's happening with Mueller, who's the former head of the FBI, it's like Russia, Russia all the time. And during the House Intelligence Committee hearing, as the former CIA director confirmed about those communications that he was aware of, some of the other reaction included from Congressman Trey Gowdy, a Republican from South Carolina. He said that it seemed that there was no evidence of it. He said there didn't seem like there was any kind of collusion that they're trying to highlight, that there wasn't any kind of evidence of that. And he tried to change the topic from collusion to campaign leaks. It didn't seem to work. More on that. You'll hear a little slice of Brennan on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
I'm an average-looking guy who doesn't like to dress up or wear a disguise.
You use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
By the time I left office on January 20th, I had unresolved questions in my mind as to whether or not the Russians had been successful in getting U.S. persons involved in the campaign or not to work on their behalf, again, either in a witting or unwitting fashion.
All right, so that was, again, John Brennan. To hear what he had to say on the Hill today was pretty intriguing. He is the former head of the CIA. Does it go anywhere? You know, that's the million-dollar question. Does any of this go anywhere? Now, while that was happening, while you had the former ex-CIA chief concerned over Trump's campaign aides and the campaign in general, and the Russian contacts, you had the story pop up that the Senate, a Senate panel says it's going to subpoena Flynn's businesses. They're going to dig deeper into where his money came from, how much money came from Russia and dealings with Russia and speaking in Russia and whatnot. So again, it goes back to the same thing I said at the top. When it comes to Washington, there is this little sidebar called Russia. And oh yeah, we're looking into Russia and more ties again. But not to get lost in all of this, the Trump administration sent, as Ellen Ratner and I talked at the top of the hour, about the budget. The Trump administration is sending Congress a $4.1 trillion budget. So overall, that's what it is. There's a lot of cuts that slice off low income individuals, so programs that support those that aren't making much. And the proposed budget, of course, would be the fiscal year that begins October 1st. And it set off a massive debate where the Democrats, because remember, this is like sports, the us's and the them's, the Democrats are attacking the administration for trying to balance the budget on the backs of poor people, and lawmakers really from the Republican side of the aisle and the Democratic side of the aisle have said that they're going to need major changes as it goes through Congress. Duh. Does anyone ever have a budget where they say, oh, that's perfect? No. No president ever has that, first of all. But I think there's going to be some shockwaves that are going to come out of this one. So the projected proposal, you look at this year's deficit, it's going to rise to $603 billion. So that's up from last year. But if the initiatives are adopted in this budget, the deficit would actually go in the opposite direction and would be reduced a little bit. The goal is a surplus of $16 billion in 2027. But, of course, that would all depend on, you know, that's pretty optimistic. That would depend on what happens economically. What are the numbers? What are the unemployment numbers? What programs are being funded? A zillion other things could happen between then and a far-off date of 2027. Boy, that's freaky to think of, too, isn't it? 2027. How old will you be in 2027? Okay, I'm just going to tell you a couple of the highlights, a couple of what the budget goes after. A program that would move people receiving Social Security disability payments back in to enter into the workforce is one of the things. Food stamp cuts would push a lot of people from the program, so that's reducing government support. The White House budget director said, Mick Mulvaney said, we need people to go to work. If you're on food stamps, we need you to go to work. If you're disabled... And you should not be, he's not saying if you are, saying if you should not be on disability, we need you to go back to work. So what will it boost on one side? What will it take away on the other side is interesting. There is one domestic initiative, which would be paid parental leave, and it would cost about $25 billion over the next decade. So this would be like they do in Europe, where paid parental leave means men and women would have the opportunity to be off X amount of months after the birth of a child, or maybe even the adoption of a child, too. I don't know if that qualifies either. Medicaid, and I mentioned this the other day, would be cut by $600 billion over 10 years. So that would cap payments to states. It would give governors what they would have to decide. They'd have the flex on managing the Medicaid recipients. It would be up to them. So that would be very, very big and very, very different from what's been there in the past. This has to go through Congress. Where it ends up, we'll see. I think some of it will get sliced and diced, and then there's the decision making time. When does it get stamped, and how much goes in one direction and how much goes in, you know, the other direction? And that's it, period. I think on everyone's mind really is what happened in the UK. So while all this political stuff is happening here, Russia, 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 budget, 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 it's about this attack and ISIS. And I like what I read in this statement by the Navy SEAL, Robert O'Neill, who said that the terror attack Monday in England that left 22 people dead, dozens injured, should force people to take ISIS more seriously. And O'Neill, if you remember, is the guy who killed Osama bin Laden, the actual SEAL. And he said, these guys are very, very real. They're serious clerics. They're scholars telling them what to do. It is, at a very young age, it is so dangerous. And, of course, ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack, but they always do that. And this happened, again, to emphasize this, if you're hearing this for the first time, which would be surprising, but maybe you are, Manchester Arena during an Ariana Grande concert. And you had a lot of young people there, young girls, really young, with parents waiting outside, all of that. So Solomon Abedie is the guy who died in the blast. He was an ISIS guy, or certainly his mind was warped by ISIS. So how do you stop the cycle from reeling in Abdibi, his name is? How do you stop the cycle of reeling in really young people? He was 22 years old, and he was ready to roll, kill himself, take out as many people as he could, including an 8-year-old girl, gorgeous 8-year-old girl, big eyes, young, everything in front of her. You know, you see the picture of her, and it is so depressing to look at it, but I think it's important because you got to realize this is the kind of thing that's happening. The youngest victim, 8 years old, excited to be at this concert. Oh, imagine an innocuous concert in the middle of Manchester, England. And because she happened to be in the wrong spot, she dies. She was a huge fan of the singer. And then there was another girl, 16 years old, Georgina Callender, who was at a concert before and got a picture taken with the singer. She was killed when that blast went off of the suicide bomber, who, as I said, was also killed when, boom, the device went off. Awful. So now, high alert here in the United States, concert venues, arenas, other big gathering spots, but this is always what happens. How do you stop ISIS? How do you have a monumental effort of cooperation between like-minded countries who want to get rid of this horrific terrorist threat? And can you really get rid of this threat? You can't get rid of the threat completely. I don't believe that. But how close can you get? And you have to look at the young people. You have to look at where they're reaching, who they're reaching, how they're getting them, these young men, to do their deeds. The hip, cool magazines they release, the podcasts, the pictures, the glory, the promises to those that are disenfranchised. How do you fight against that? It's tough. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, another version of The Other Side. My husband Paul jumps on the air to chit-chat about this and that happening in our world, just like the rest of you. We're normal people. Well, we think so anyway. On the flip side, we'll see you there on America Tonight.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
Once again, welcome to The Other. While I'm sitting here waiting to go on the air with my other half, he is busy fidgeting around with everything on my desk. I think he's touched every single pen, every single object. He could probably give you an inside look into what the studio looks like. Hi, Paul. What does the studio look like?
Why do you have so much junk?
I don't have a lot of junk. You are the junk meister, because remember the laundry? We talked about how the laundry piles up. Your clothes are in a pile in a chair. My friends say I should just throw your clothes out.
I need to introduce you to Marie Kondo, and you can tidy your life up. And I think it's as easy as reading a book, and I think it's magic, and I think your life will be a whole lot fuller if you do that.
Well, if you declutter, then I'll declutter. How's that? It'll never happen.
It's a declutter deal.
Yeah, it's not a deal. We did not shake on it. One thing that you and I did trip on, and we actually just tripped on this earlier in the evening, as a break, because of course I was working a lot, we watched a show called Genius, which is on National Geographic, and it's about Albert Einstein. And we just saw the first episode, but I thought it was brilliant. There's so much I didn't know about Albert Einstein. And we had her on the show once before, but my friend Karen Reisman is a second cousin of Albert Einstein's. And she had has some great stories about, from her mom, letters he wrote her mother, and some stories about Einstein. But this is pretty fascinating. For everybody listening, I thought it was really interesting to look at his early life. And it's a drama. I mean, it's like a show. So they're not preaching to you or showing snippets of his life. They're actually reenacting his life. So we're seeing Einstein getting ready to leave Germany. Pretty intriguing, don't you think?
Yeah, it's real. It's from a human perspective. And so it's who's the actor who plays
Jeffrey Rush, who you're going to see in the new pirate movie, because he's been in all of the pirate movies. What are the pirate movies? Pirates of the Caribbean.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes.
Yeah, that's crazy. That comes out because Memorial Day weekend is coming up. That comes out this weekend. Will we go and see that?
It's kind of mandatory. I think it's law.
Yeah, that we have to go see it. Well, you better get the tickets now because everybody will be lined up to go and see it, I think. But the Genius, I'm going to finish this up, is a 10-part series about Einstein, and it is on the National Geographic Channel, and it starts off with his friend being shot and blown up in his car by a gang of Nazis, and then they go from there, and it's pretty, I don't know, I think it's pretty darn interesting. Put it on your list if you're so inclined. Not so interesting, I think, Paul, is what happened with this botulism case. Have you seen this? I told you about it today. A botulism case in...
No, it's not spelled botulism.
No.
B-O-T-U-L-I-S-M.
Is that right? Could you spell that again?
B-O-T-U-L-I-S-M. You know, if you just start typing, it'll fill in the blanks for you.
And this is not a funny story. A father was killed because of these nacho cheese, whatchamacallit, he ate nachos. You know, apparently there's been a weird outbreak of it, and it happened in Northern California. A guy was at a gas station. They even know it. It was the Valley Oak Food and Fuel gas station. It happened on May 5th, and he was with his two young sons, went, stopped, got the nacho cheese. He fell into a coma. He was on a ventilator. He had been on a ventilator for several weeks. He's only 37 years old, and they unplugged him. It's so rare, botulism. They say there's only about 20 cases in adults linked to food poisoning, but that scared me. I mean, you know, you eat junk food. We could be stopping at some gas station, and you could get some nachos, and the cheese made other people sick. It's from some place in Wisconsin. They're investigating it now.
Yeah, I built up an immunity. I get sick about once a week.
No, seriously. I mean, don't you think that's terrible that he stops at a gas station, gets nachos, dies, and other people got sick too?
Absolutely.
They say the sources, you have to be very careful about what you, especially in the summer season, you have to be on guard for foodborne illnesses. If you get something canned, you got to eat it within 1 year. You don't use cans that are swollen or cracked or any. Of course, that makes sense. They say boil foods low in acid for 10 minutes before eating. So like asparagus, beets, green beans, potatoes, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I thought it was crazy. They're still tracing all of that for sure. All right, here's another story I thought you would find interesting, and I don't know, for all of you listening out there, you think of these athletes. We just went through Rio and what they do to train to be in the Olympics. And I just read a story that the medals from the Rio Olympics are already rusting and chipping, Paul. What do you think of that? They're so cheap. These poor people, they get these medals and now they're not good.
Hmm. Okay. Well, nothing more to say about that.
I think it's brutal. Oh, there's Mahalo again. Mahalo, stop it. Quiet. Mahalo. Every time we are on the air, you hear him?
I took care of him.
I took care of him. Down boy. You know, speaking of Mahalo, I think some people might be able to relate to this as well. If you have a dog or you've had a dog or even a cat, you know, they have toys. They just have little toys. So I had a friend that came to visit and she decided that Mahalo was like a child. And we went to the pet store and she dropped some serious coin on Mahalo, got a bunch of toys. I was with her. Mahalo was with us. He went up to this dragon. It's like, I don't know how to describe it. It's this long dragon. And she bought the dragon. And does he not drag the dragon all over the place?
Yeah, it's like 2 feet long. It squeaks. It looks like a centipede from a distance, like a gigantic centipede, bright red and yellow.
Why do you think he was attracted to that? He just went, there was all these toys on a wall. He went right up to it.
Either the color or he smelled something.
Yeah, so that's what I think. So maybe other dogs or somebody had been by it. I'm not sure. I think it might have been that. And here's something else. When my grandfather died and we went back to my mother's house after she died, Paul and I, and some of you, I'm sure, have dealt with this in your lifetime, or if you haven't, get ready. It's always fun to have to go through your family's stuff. But we came across my grandfather's jazz records, and we have those jazz records. I want to get a record player to play some of them. I think it'd be really cool. When I was a kid growing up, I loved hearing him play his records. I'd always ask him who was that and who was this and whatnot. And it made me think of the question of Paulie, what is your favorite album of all time?
Oh, gosh. I don't know at this point.
You don't know?
No, I don't know.
Not one album you can remember that you played over and over and over again?
Well, I've played stuff so much that I had to quit listening to it so I wouldn't start disliking it, yeah.
I don't know. I'll tell you what I like. I like best ofs. I like the best ofs kind of albums because certain songs I like. Sheryl Crow had an album that I liked that was called Come On, Come On. I remember that one if I was going to sort of modern times, I suppose. And maybe it might be that I like slices of music now. And I think because I figured I would stump you because now you just listen to pieces of music, not so much albums. It's listening to Pandora or Apple Music or Spotify, whatever it is, so you're not listening to necessarily whole albums.
Yeah, most people have a lot, you know, more varied repertoire of music that they listen to than, say, they would have 30 years ago where they just liked this kind of music and that's all I like because they're exposed to so much more music now. And so that's a good thing, but, you know, it's also hard to, you know, discover all the music that's out there as well at the same time.
Yeah. I think it's good. I like that. I'm definitely a slice of music person now. Maybe not as a kid. The first, you know, when I think of albums, I think of, gosh, like Yellow Brick Road, Elton John, whatever, my parents' old Beatles albums. And maybe you would listen then, since I was at the tail end of the record player years, you just put on, because you had a record player growing up, didn't you? Yeah. I mean, you have to be really a kid of the 90s or what, mid-80s that you weren't, because so we think that they were gone for a long time, but they weren't gone as long as you think. Can you believe that this segment's already over? All right, go figure out what your favorite album is and tell us next week.
Goodbye, record player.
Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
I think you also saw the statement that I think his agent made, and that he hasn't been diagnosed with a concussion or wasn't last season. But this is something that's an ongoing issue for us.
That was Roger Goodell as we round the final couple of turns here for this Hour of America. Tonight, Roger Goodell and the NFL taking front and center, as they always do in the sports world. For the Brady deal, what happened with Brady was Gisele Bündchen, his wife, talked about the concussions that he, you know, worried about the concussions and, you know, because she said he's had concussions and the commissioner was asked about it because that's never been reported. And he says, no, I know of no concussions. And now this has become a thing. Bottom line is this. If he's the quarterback who's turning 40 in August, he's definitely been smacked around. He's definitely hit the turf, hit all surfaces, hit the grass, whatever, his entire career. So he wasn't diagnosed, I guess, with a concussion, but I don't know if she was being specific about that or just saying, look, you know, you worry about that because of the amount of hits that he takes or concussions in the past. But she ruffled a lot of people's feathers, that's for sure, when she said that he had a concussion last year. So she was specific. And has had a concussion pretty much every year. She was on CBS's Morning News, and that you know, that caused them, that caused, I think, people that cover the Patriots and just Patriot Nation and others to question the injury report, because he never appeared on it. He never appeared on it last year. Brady's agent then, Donald Yee is his name, had to release a statement saying his client was not diagnosed with a concussion last year. Then you just heard NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell that there was nothing he was aware of, you know, as far as a concussion is concerned. And that's why Goodell says about the culture change and concussions and reporting concussions, that it's a shared responsibility between the league offices, the coach, the team medical personnel, and the players. And in fact, you really see players saying they don't feel right. And when they say they don't feel right and they've been hit, they take them out of the game. But it's a sensitive area because of the way the NFL treated concussions and because of what's happening, frankly, to older players whose brains have been just damaged and where they've fallen victim to that and what happened in the past and what was the procedure in the past. So anytime you say concussions and players, especially a star player, but any player, there's going to be questions about it, frankly, right? So there is some questions. On a quick side note, since we do during the football season nail the score for fun, the an interesting rule change is going to happen. Yeah. Overtime has been reduced to 10 minutes. Yeah, that's a big deal because overtime was going on and on and on and on. So NFL teams are going to have shorter window to break those stalemates next season. Owners voted at the league spring meeting in Chicago to approve the reduction from 15 to 10 minutes, and that 5 minutes makes a big difference because it seems drawn out. One of the motivations was the concern about the physical toll on players that have to endure a 75-minute game on a Sunday, then have a Thursday game afterwards. They had two ties last year, one between the Seahawks and the Cardinals, another one between the Redskins and the Bengals. This is interesting. Another rule change includes allowing two players to return from injured reserve rather than just one, and the elimination of the roster cut down to 75 players. So where that all ends up, who knows? But it's a very, very big, I'll call it a very big change, because it is a big change. It's definitely a big change. In other directions, as we take this course away from the NFL, and we started off the show talking about, sadly, what happened in Manchester and the fact that the bomber, of course, died, but there's an accomplice, his brother, they believe he's been picked up. We talk about the budget, the Trump budget, the first one goes in. Who are the real winners and losers in the budget? And well, that remains to be seen how it gets picked apart, but there's no question Medicare, it's going to take a slash. It's going to, as far as winners, border security is going to get a bump. There's going to be more immigration judges. There's also going to be school vouchers. So there's going to be a boost for school choice programs, more money for charter schools. So that's a win situation for a lot of areas. The Pentagon, military spending, that's going to be bolstered. There's going to be more troops. There's going to be money for helicopters and trucks and all of that. The Navy fleet, warplanes, updates. Yeah, absolutely. On the losing side, anybody who, well, I shouldn't say anybody, but farmers, rural America, is kind of now a target. So cuts to crop insurance and other areas where a farmer would benefit, farm support programs, and then a bunch of new fees like food inspection and whatnot. So the crop insurance thing was big. The EPA, some of that gets slammed. A lot of that gets slammed. Cuts to grants to states to implement their own environmental programs. And then federal employees, retirement benefits for federal workers are going to take a huge budget hit. The reduction of the cost of living adjustments for retirees, the increase to government employees' contributions to their retirement funds, that it's going to bring the benefits in line with what's in the private sector, but the people who are retiring are going to feel that bump, are going to feel that hit, let's put it that way. So we talked about that, so that's a little bit of the budget. And in conversations about this botulism thing, or bringing that up with Paul, I think that is really scary. And I guess it goes to, if you eat food where you go into a gas station, which it should be good, and how many times you go to pick any convenience store and they have nachos or they have cheese or they have hot dogs or they have whatever they have. And that certainly doesn't pull people away from it, but I guess you have to think about that. Think of the source of where the food is coming from. When you're starving and you're on a long highway trip, you're not thinking about it. Or if it's just the normal fare where you stopped and you would, you know, that's the kind of food you would eat, you'd grab it up, you weren't thinking about it. And the other thing that got lost in the middle of my conversation with Paul is the fact that there's a new pirate movie coming out, and Javier Bardem is a villain in this. So he joins Pirates of the Caribbean. And it's been a while since we've seen Captain Jack Sparrow, but Captain Jack Sparrow, played by Johnny Depp, is back. And I bet you this movie is going to be a huge blockbuster, because this is spanned over a decade, and there are people that are going to want to revisit that again. The special effects in the pirate movies have always been tremendous. I can remember taking my nephew to the first one, and the Kraken. I remember the Kraken and how much we both were like in awe of what the Kraken was and the effects around that. So it might be on your list. You might be checking it out on Memorial Day or the Memorial Day weekend, perhaps. Yeah, I bet it's going to have huge lines. I can already tell you it's going to be the big movie at the box office. And later this week when we do our cheap movie reviews, I'll go deeper into what this one is about. Because this one is another twist. Dead Men Tell No Tales. So you can imagine that there's going to be a lot of ghosts haunting the screen in Dead Men Tell No Tales. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It looks pretty good, I have to say. I did my own sneak peek. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.